Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's Deborah. And I wanted to let you know that Lisa and I have had a great time scrolling through the super sweet comments that you've left us. Thank you for all of your kind words and really fun emojis. Now, we also have read a few comments asking where to find some of our past bonus episodes, like Wacky Khakis and Ask Lisa. Well, you will be happy to hear that this month we are bringing some of those episodes back for a limited time only. You can get all episodes of The Big Fib, including Wacky Khakis, Ask Lisa, and all classic Pants on Fire episodes ad-free with your GZM family and superfan subscription. Just go to gzmshows.com/subscribers to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers. Hello, and welcome to another Ask Lisa episode of The Big Fib. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein. On Ask Lisa, we present listener queries, quandaries, and quizzical questions to our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live In-Studio Audience.
Great to be here, Deborah. Unfortunately, I have to inform you that I no longer answer queries and quandaries. Only quizzical questions for me. Thank you very much.
What? Well, why can't you take quandaries?
I'm sorry, Deborah. That's a quandary? I can't help you with that.
But I put it in the form of a question.
Now you're veering dangerously close into query territory, and I believe I told you how I feel about queries. Please just stick to the questions, Deborah.
Okay. Let's queue up our first question of the day.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Daniela. I'm 11 from Canada. My question is, how do you deal with really, really, really big problems? Thank you.
Oh, great question, Daniela. Before you answer, Lisa, I'm going to make a guess. You solve really big problems by using algorithms, right?
Algorithms? I mean, I enjoy algorithms as much as the next guy, but they don't exactly help me solve any of my problems.
No, algorithms, you know, sets of clearly defined instructions that computers use to do computations.
Oh, algorithms. Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
What are algorithms?
Hip-hop mixtapes that I make of former Vice President Al Gore.
So we're seeing a sustainability revolution. It has the magnitude of the Industrial Revolution, but the speed of the digital revolution.
Wow, Lisa, that's catchy. Okay, back to algorithms. Can you show us an example of an algorithm so the listeners can understand how you solve your problems?
Sure. Give me a problem to solve.
Okay, let me think. Let's say we're about to record an episode of The Big Fib and our expert is nowhere to be found. What do you do?
Deborah, if you recall, Daniela asked how I solve really, really, really big problems. That's hardly the world's biggest problem.
Okay, suppose the expert and the human child are missing.
Boring.
And they're both in the eye of a hurricane.
I mean, yeah, that would probably work itself out, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, and the pizza you ordered is late.
What? My pizza's late? How can that be? I ordered it 45 minutes ago. Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm calling Federico right this minute.
No, Lisa, your pizza's late in the hypothetical. Now, come on. Let's hear you perform an algorithm.
Okay. Pizza's not late. Okay, good. Is the pizza thin crust or deep dish?
Deep dish.
What size did I order?
Small.
I would never do that, but okay.
Lisa, what about the missing people?
Oh, yeah. Right. What is the expert and expert in?
Kayaking.
Okay, and the kid, cool or uncool?
They're very cool.
Class clown or the strong silent type?
Class clown.
Hang on, did I have a coupon for the pizza?
Lisa!
Just go with me.
Oi, yes. Buy one, get one half off.
And this hurricane, how fast are the winds?
70 miles per hour.
Direction?
North by northwest.
Name?
Hurricane Patty.
Did I get pepperoni?
No, mushrooms.
Ugh, okay. Compiling all the data. Okay, I've got it. We're in a floodplain, so the water will probably start rising any minute. Call the expert, tell her to get in her kayak, pick up the kid. The kid is cool, so they're probably hanging out at the arcade. The arcade is around the corner from Federico's, so they can pick up my pizza, use my coupon to get half off a pepperoni pie. You can have the really gross mushroom one. The winds should push them straight to the studio, and boom, they're drying off and ready to record in no time.
Wow, nicely done, Lisa. That's a mighty fine algorithm you've got there.
Please, if you think that's impressive, check this one out.
China's emissions have come down 4 years in a row. This movement can make now, this transition. Electricity from solar half the cost of electricity from burning fossil fuels.
The big hands on Lisa!
Okay, it's time for another round of Shorts on Lisa. In this portion of our show, our sound effects robot will have to answer as many listener questions as he can before time runs out. You ready for a lightning round, Lisa?
I was already struck by lightning twice on the way here.
And go.
What does Lisa look like?
Your best friend, Bethany.
What is the longest word in the English dictionary and what does it mean?
Flarm, flarm, flarmity, flarm. And it means longest word in the dictionary.
How do I find the cast of 6 Minutes?
They will find you when you're most in need.
How do you compete?
To the death.
Can you please make the unexplainable disappearance of Mars Patel into a book? It is my favorite podcast.
I think you mean your second favorite podcast, and no. It was actually adapted from the book Old Man and the Sea.
Are you a turtle?
Yeah, I'm a turtle. Are you a turtle?
Nice. Okay. Time for one last question today from a listener who elected not to share their name.
Hi, Lisa. My question is, who was your great-great-great-great-grandfather?
Interesting question, anonymous friend. Let's see, great-great-great-great-grandfather means that we're going back 6 generations. Do you know your family history that far back, Lisa?
Of course, Deborah. I come from auditory royalty, a line of sonic machinery so long and distinguished, it dates back to the world's first phonograph, invented by Thomas Edison himself. That's my great, 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 great grandfather.
Who, Edison or the machine?
Edison? Please, come on. He just invented the thing. It was old gramophone himself who did all the important work.
Thomas, get in here! Your phonograph, it's working!
Hush! Quiet, you! You think I need your bumbling fool of a husband to come over here and prod my stylus with his grubby fingers?
You can talk?
I can do a lot more than just talk, Mrs. Edison. If you close your eyes, I can make you believe you're in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, the sound! It's so beautiful.
If you think that's beautiful, baby, listen to this.
Why, that's the sound of 2 yellow-bellied woodpeckers debating the relative merits of flying south for the winter or staying
put and keeping warm by dancing the two-step.
I thought I was the only person in the world who wanted to hear that type of sound.
Mary, my dear, you may very well be, but I'm no person. I'm a carefully created machine that brings the world into your living room through the power of sound.
Remarkable. You're a lifeless, imitative sonic approximator. I think I'll call you Lisa. Wow, the first phonograph. Audio royalty indeed. How do you ever live up to the legacy of your famous great-great-great-great-grandfather?
I do okay for myself, Deborah.
Support for The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light base minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/BigFib and use code BigFib to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/BigFib, code BigFib to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thomas Edison may have invented my grandfather, but I invented algorithms.
The fastest growing sector of our economy is clean energy and part of the sustainability revolution. Solar jobs are now growing 17 times faster
than other jobs. The single fastest growing job for the next 10 years, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is wind turbine tech. So we're seeing a sustainability revolution that is historic. It has the magnitude of the Industrial Revolution, but the speed of the digital revolution.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa and find out how you can participate. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts.
Mayors and businesses and civic leaders really beginning to move regardless of what the White House says. I was in one of the most conservative Republican cities in the country, Georgetown, Texas, recently. They've already gone 100% renewable.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.